welcome to the Mary Valone Show. I'm your host, Mary Valone, and you're listening to episode 92. And with me, this is kind of a unique episode because I'm on the road, so I thought I'm just going to throw my mic in my bag and I'm going to record this one on the road. So for the last 12 days, I have been on the road, did a workshop last weekend, and then this weekend I am in Columbus, Ohio, and at the Igniting Souls Conference. And so with me today, I am interviewing my sweet friend, Laura Deal, and her husband is here, Dave, but I don't know if he'll be chiming in or not, but he is here. And we are in their home, just outside the hotel, in the parking lot. So I'll let Laura explain, but Laura is a client of mine, and we've worked together for the last year. And 1 year ago, we actually met, and Facebook thankfully told us all about it, so we could be reminded. So welcome to the show, Laura.
Thank you, Mary. This is fun.
I know. It is fun. Yeah. It's a good time. So, hey, share with us just a little bit about your charity and the journey that you guys have been on.
Okay, well, the charity is GPS Hope. It stands for Grieving Parents Sharing Hope, and it was started after the death of our daughter just over 7 years ago. She passed. Mm-hmm. When she was three, she had cancer, went through 9 months of chemotherapy, had her leg amputated, and one of the chemo drugs that saved her life at three is actually what killed her through the long-term effects of heart damage. She was 29 at the time. She was married and had a nine-year-old daughter, and it just sent me to a place of darkness that I just didn't even know existed, even as a believer in the Lord. And it just, you just can't describe it, the loss of a child. And it's kind of like having an amputation like she did at three. A part of your very being is cut off of you. It messes with your identity. You have to figure out how to live life with that part of you missing. Is it even possible to live life, you know, beyond that? And I didn't know anyone who had lost a child. I had a hard time finding other people who'd lost a child. If I got into like Facebook groups or started reading books, there was so much darkness and people saying you'll never be the same. And I get that, but it was just so hopeless. And I knew I had the seed of hope in me. Mm-hmm. I knew God wasn't blindsided by this. I knew he hadn't reached his limit when my child died. And so I just held on to him with everything I had. And it takes a few years. They say anything under 5 years is fresh grief mm-hmm. for a parent who's lost a child. And so God just started nudging me. I ended up having parents coming to me out of the woodwork. So God just began putting me on this journey. I ended up waking up in the middle of the night with a book title, a bunch of chapters, and God led me down the journey to write a book. I've written 7 books wow. in the last year and a half to help grieving parents, and he turned it into a full-time ministry.
Yeah.
And that's where you came in last year in just helping us learn how to fund this, mm-hmm. how to do it. You know, to get people behind us, which there are people behind us, but you know, this is a whole new thing for us, you know, full-time ministry and two grieving parents. And so one of the things God did this last year was, just a few months ago, kind of told us he wanted us to sell our house. We sold it to our oldest son, and one of these great big Class A motor coaches almost fell in our lap.
Yeah.
And we are now on the road full time, and this is our first stop.
Wow.
At this conference.
Yeah, and it's so fun because I'm like, oh, we're like actually in your home recording this. And so I've been seeing pictures for probably a month or two now.
Yeah.
And the plan of, selling the house and getting on the road, and just the dream of going out and helping women and parents and, you know, just across the country to take care of themselves through this season. And so, 1 year ago we connected at the same conference, and it was right after that we talked, because you were, you know, as an author and me as an author as well, we both came through the same publisher, and just thinking through like how can we take our books to the next level and help more people. And so I love that my book connected me to you and your book connected to me.
Yes.
And how that, you know, Becca's story has really lived through all that. But at that point when we met, you were really challenged with running a business, being a speaker, an author, a, you know, coach, I'm sure, along the way. And then it was kind of like we had a conversation and I said, hey, Laura and Dave, I think you have a nonprofit. I don't think that this is a business. I think this is a nonprofit. And what was going through your mind at that point when it was like, okay, you need to fundraise your way through this process and not just go ask people to pay for your products and services and make money that way?
Well, my first thought was, but I don't want to. You know, to go out and ask people for money to help you do what you do, it almost felt easier to just keep going down the road of, okay, let's just figure out how to have a business to support this. But you were persistent.
Yes.
And adamant. And I think what really... really did it for us. One thing you asked was, Laura, are you like an author with a business and you have a ministry on the side, or are you a ministry and you also author and do things that way? And it was like, well, we're a ministry. And mm-hmm. It's like, well, that's really confusing to me. And we weren't really clear on that. We were just kind of dabbling in a little bit of everything trying to figure this out. And the realization that we are missionaries to grieving parents.
Yeah.
That's who we are. That's what we do. Mm-hmm. And so that just really, it was like then learning how to turn this whole ship around, you know, like
yeah.
you said, and figure out, okay, we need to just do this from a whole totally different angle. And just working with you has just really given me a vision to see it's possible, to give a vision that there are people out there that want to support the, what we do, and, you know, learning how to find those people and how to become the full ministry that people want us to be able to get behind us. You know, mm-hmm. we had to get a lot of clarity in, you know, how can we expect people to support us when we're not really sure,
yep.
you know, what we're doing or who we are or how this all works. And so as more clarity came, it really was when we made that click that we are missionaries to grieving parents. That's who we are. That's when God kind of downloaded all this. And it was like within 10 days, we had this motorhome yeah. almost thrown in our laps. It was just crazy
mm-hmm.
how everything just started. God was like, okay, let's
yeah, let's go. On. Now that you know what I'm trying
yes.
to teach you to do.
Yes. Yeah,
yeah. Yeah. Well, and you know, just in this process, you know, we've been doing some one-on-one coaching. You were a part of a group coaching program that I was leading. And one of the things that, you know, we were just talking through is just the process that I teach, which is the 7 steps in my book, Fundraising Freedom. And the first part was to focus your vision. And that vision, you know, like you said, was just so blurry. And it's like, well, do we do this? Do we do that? And so like, once you found out like what it is that you really do, like that clarity of vision, how have things changed since then?
I think it's been a lot easier for people to understand what we do, because
mm-hmm.
It was really hard. Well, we help grieving parents, and that's fine and good, but how do you help them? What do you do? What exactly do you do?
Yeah.
And so being able to get a lot of clarity on, you know, we walk with grieving parents through the suffocating darkness of child loss to a place of light and hope and purpose.
Yeah.
And it's like, oh, wow.
Yeah, and that is very clear.
Yeah.
I like
Thank
that. You have very focused.
Thank you.
Focused your vision. I love it. Well, and then just recently, you guys started doing more of your research and starting to talk to other organizations and individuals who do what you do.
Mm-hmm.
And so I'd love for you just to share a little bit about that most recent conversation that you had and the idea that they shared with you and how you guys have taken that to a different level and we'll share what I get to do today. So, okay.
Yeah. Well, one of the things that you tell us to do is, you know, run your research, do your research. And so... We do run in the circle of the bereaved parents, and I do speaking at things. But we had an opportunity to meet up with someone who travels and does similar to what we do, working with bereaved parents. And he has a van, and he gives parents the opportunity to sponsor. He has butterfly decals, and so they put on the name of the child and where that child is from. And then the bereaved parents, they sponsor these, and then they can go out and put them on the van. And then it's like these children, their memory and their children travel with him. And so in talking to him about this, he was just like, yeah, you guys need to do that. When he heard that we were doing this full time now and had this motorhome, he's like, oh, you guys need to do this. And so it was like, okay, yeah. And so what we felt led to do instead of butterflies are these heart decals. And so we have a 6-inch heart decal that we allow, you know, we give the parents the opportunity to sponsor this heart decal. It's 6 inches, and we put their child's name on it and where they're from. But we understand that, you know, child loss isn't the only grief, isn't the only deep loss. And we do want to minister to, you know, our sweet spot who God has called us to is grieving parents. But we also want to allow other people who have faced deep losses to be able to do the same thing. And so we also allow people to sponsor a 4-inch heart and do the same thing, put their loved one's name on it and where they're from and put it on, and they can go with us and their memory will be with us as we travel, and other people can see it. And Yeah,
which I love. And so, and I think that that's so great that you guys expanded it a little bit, just so that every person who comes in contact with you can really connect with your message. And like you said, not everybody has lost a child, or
fortunately,
thankfully, because that is a grief that, I can't even imagine. And I know my mom, I mean, I'm the youngest of 7 children, and she always says, I don't know what I would do if I lost one of you. Mm-hmm. And my grandparents did lose a child, and I mean, that child was passed away at a very young age, and so, but you know, baby Michael continued to be a name that everybody talked about and was a part of our lives, even though none of us ever met him. And so I do think that it is a grief that never dies. Right. I mean, it just doesn't ever leave a family. No. And so so it was really an honor when you started to talk about these hearts, and I'm like, like sometimes you just find that fundraiser that just like resonates with your audience, and people are like, I want to do something. And so I felt that way when you did this. And so I said, if you do it, you let me know and I'm in. And so I'm really excited that I have a heart that I'm putting on the RV today, the Hope Mobile. What do you guys call it? Okay, Hope Mobile. And so
the Deal Hope Mobile.
Oh, the Deal. Oh, that's even better. Yes, Laura and Dave Deal and Deal Hope Mobile. And so, and the heart has my father's name on it. And as you guys know, as listeners, I mean, like, my dad is, you know, the reason why I do the work that I do, and the grief that I've felt with that loss. And it's just been over 5 years. I mean, just, 5 years and a couple months. And so, like, when you do lose somebody that is that close to you, a parent, a sibling, a child, it you can feel a sense of that grief. It's not quite the same as what you guys have dealt with, but I do see that it's like, how can you bring everybody into the circle while giving people an opportunity to give and be a part of the journey with you? And that's been a part of the challenge, is that how do we get people to give monthly or give an annual contribution or some way so that they can be with us?
Right.
And it is hard, because your organization and the work that you're doing, sometimes people are like, okay, well, what am I paying for? And so, just like anybody who's listening in, it's like, we all have that challenge of trying to get across, okay, when you give to us, there's operational costs. There's the cost of putting gas in the Hope Mobile. There's the cost of your time, and for you guys to shut down your day-to-day life and your business and the work that you're doing and be a full-time, you know, minister to your people. And so I love that. I love that you guys have taken this leap of faith, because I know a lot of people, you know, it's hard. This is hard. I was like, I've been with you for the last year and I was not with you before that. And so I can only imagine all the thoughts that have come through your mind in this process. And we're continuing the journey together. And I wanted you guys to come on the show specifically because I want people to know that it's like, I mean, it's a continuous journey. Like, this fundraiser is one that you guys are launching right now. It's just in the next couple months, really, with the holidays coming up and giving people a chance to honor and remember people. But as you move into the new year, it's all about those monthly sustainable donations. And so I'd like for you just to share a little bit about how this process has been, like, just when somebody has come on with a monthly gift, you know, what have you been trying to do just as far as to build those up? Because you went from $0 to now starting to bring in these consistent dollars. And of course, we want to escalate them. We want a lot more. But what have you found as far as like the conversation and just trying to bring in those dollars on a monthly basis?
I think, if I'm understanding your question right, a lot of it is for us. We had to find a way to tap into people's emotions, because because people haven't lost a child, because it's a dark subject, a lot of people don't even want to think about that. And it's kind of like, you just go do what you do, and yeah, we'll pray for you, and, you know, good luck, safe travels, you know, yeah, that kind of stuff. But I know one of the first times when we realized that people really do want to give when they understand the depth of it, we had a thing at our home, just friends and family, and we wanted to share with them, kind of announce this thing that God was doing. We're going to sell our home, you know, buy a motorhome and go on the road. And one of the pastor friends of ours that came, we asked him, he was going to pray over us before the evening was done. And he stood up and he started weeping and talked about his mom died when he was, I think, 9, it was, when he was a young boy. And he just started crying, just remembering the depth of that loss and what it still means to him. And to think about that and translate it into, what would that be like to lose one of my children? I can't even imagine. And it was like, yeah, I really want to help you guys reach these parents in this place of grief that just don't know what to do. And so, you know, and explaining to them, you know, a lot of times these parents, even if they have that strong belief, there's not a safe place for them to go, to be angry at God and to work through these emotions and the darkness. Because so often Christians, we want to fix people that are hurting. And we're not really good at hurting with those who are hurting. We're good at rejoicing with those who rejoice. And so to tap into, you know, it sounds terrible. We're not manipulating in any way. But it's just one way where they can begin to relate to what we're doing and all of a sudden realize, wow, yeah, I really want to do give to this and help you guys reach these people who are so shattered right now.
Yeah, absolutely. Well, and I think that that's part of it is we're all very selfish people. I know I've talked about that before. I mean, like, even, you know, you think that you're being super generous, but at the same time, we're all trying to fill something in our lives. And whether it's buying an iPhone or the car that we drive or the house that we live in or any of that stuff, it says something about us. And so when we support a cause like, you know, GPS Hope, and we start to think about, what does that say about us? You know, that we care for the hurting. You know, we care about, you know, we understand the deep loss of losing somebody and how we can use our funds to put that towards something. And I think that that's the challenge, is that we have to somehow pull that out of people, and we have to do it in our print materials. We have to do it with our branding and what we put out there. And so I think I think a big difference for you guys, something that happened, and I think a flip, you know, switch that flipped for you, was that you were like, we just sold our house and we're going on the road. I mean, like, who does that? You know? And so I think that you guys really have solidified the fact that you're serious. And it is hard sometimes for people to understand that it's like, we're not just a mom and pop shop anymore. Like, we are changing lives.
We're giving our lives to this.
Yes.
Yeah.
And the fact that it's like, you are really genuinely looking for a team to build this out, to expand so that you can reach new locations. And so, you know, but the only way that you're going to be able to take this further than you just having some conversations with some parents, you know, that have lost a child, to now expanding it to different locations. I mean, what is your vision? Like, what are you hoping will happen with your organization once you can start to bring in those team members and you start expanding your monthly contributions? What do you want to see happen?
Well, one thing is, I want to write some courses that parents can go through, and give them more access to me and what God has put in me in how to help them and give them tools to help them walk through this darkness. But the big thing that we really feel called is that in our home state of Wisconsin, we had parents begging us to start a group, a support group. There was nothing for parents in our area. And because the parental grief is so different, a lot of parents have a hard time connecting with just kind of your generic grief groups, because it's like they may be talking about, you know, I'm just not sure if I'm ready to date after my husband died. You know, it's like we just can't relate to that. And so sometimes they just feel like they need something where everybody there understands their grief. And so I had people begging me, please, please. So I prayed about it, and we started something in our home. It went for about a year, and then we realized we were starting to travel, speak, and so we'd have to shut it down if we weren't there, and, you know, that kind of stuff. And so we've moved it into a local place. God brought in someone to lead it when we're not there. But our vision is to open, we call it a share and care group. And so we believe that God has laid on our hearts to have at least one share and care group in all 50 states mm-hmm. by the end of 2023. Mm-hmm. And so we do have a parent in Arizona who has said that she will start one. Okay. And so praying about the next state. I don't know.
Yeah.
We'll probably find that out as we travel.
Yeah, absolutely.
But that's where we're heading now, is to start having chapters mm-hmm. in different states and different areas. And then also, we want to hold conferences. There are national conferences out there, mm-hmm. but parents, a lot of times, we don't have the resources. When your child dies, usually it's unexpected. There's medical bills, there's a funeral, I mean, just all these expenses, and they don't have the energy.
Yeah.
You're just such a mess, you just are. And so it's hard to commit to something, it's hard to get them to travel to a national place, and so we have held a couple conferences, and that's one of the things we want to do in our traveling, is connections, and then get sponsored to come in and host a conference where the grieving parents are,
okay.
so that they don't have to travel nationally. We'll bring it to them.
That's awesome. Well, and the cool thing is that as you build these different programs out in the different locations, those are all great things that you can raise money around, you know, and so it's like picking up those, you know, somebody being able to scholarship a course mm-hmm. for one of these women, you know, or I have lean women, but it's mom and dad.
Yeah.
It's like, it's both male and female.
Mostly women.
Mostly, yeah, and that's natural. I can, yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah, right. Everybody deals with it just slightly different. And so, but the going through that course and being able to tangibly give somebody something that
yes.
it's like, it's still your time that they're funding, mm-hmm. but at the same time, it's able to translate that into a real tangible service that's being handed to somebody.
Yes.
And so that's what's great. I think so many donors want to know, where's my money going to go? Like, where do the dollars go? And it's hard sometimes when you're saying, well, I'm having conversations with people and I'm really walking
emails.
Them through.
Yeah.
Yeah, email, you know, just all these mm-hmm. different forms yeah. of communication. So finding something really tangible that you can wrap, you know, hey, we're going to reach this many people and this is how we're going to do it and here's what you're funding.
Mm-hmm.
And then there's going to be real results that come back. And that is what a lot of donors want to see is,
mm-hmm.
okay, we got some numbers. And you just even saying we want to be in all 50 states, you know, by 2023. That's very clear and concise, and it's like, okay, you can count down, hey, we've hit one, now we've hit five, we've hit mm-hmm. 10, you know, and so it's like people really get to come along the journey with you, and I think that that's so wise. I think that that's a smart direction to go to get people engaged in that. So we just have a few minutes left, but I want to wrap on this, is I just want to, you know, because you are new into the fundraising world and trying to raise support for your mission, and what is the one thing that you guys are excited about as far as like raising support and bringing donors along with you? We got people who are, you know, here with us that, you know, they're just getting started. They have no idea what is to come, and I just would love for you to give a little bit of advice as you're moving into this season of your organization.
Okay, listen to Mary.
Hey, did you hear that? That was really good advice.
Oh, you can put that
$10. Yeah, okay, yeah. Oh, I'll leave you an extra donation on my way out.
No, I really, I think trying to do it by yourself is just impossible. And I know that we can hear from God, but God put us here. We need each other.
Yeah.
We need a team. We need people who know, you know, like you, this is your heart
yeah.
to help people like us who don't know how to do this. And if we can't raise the support, we can't do it.
Right.
We can't reach these parents mm-hmm. and walk with them in their grief. And so I would just really say, you know, if it's not Mary you connect with, find somebody who knows how to do this and can show you how, and you know, do it with someone
yeah.
who can coach you through this, because to me, it's just, it's too overwhelming to try to figure out what works and what doesn't work when there are people out there who knows what works.
Well, so thank you. Well, the reason why I do the work that I do, obviously, I mean, come on now.
We're going to end in a puddle.
Come on now. Yeah, I know. Exactly. And we've been, we're kind of exhausted because we've like 3 days on this conference, but at the same time, I had a mentor in my life, you know, that's how I learned that this could even be a something that I could do. And so exactly like you said, to find a mentor, to find somebody, you know, whether it's me or somebody else in your life, that it's like to be able to invest in you and give you some good feedback. And that's why I push the team so much, is because I'm like, I want you to have your donors telling you, you know, does my stuff look okay? You know, does my materials look okay? Are we do we have clarity of what we're asking for? So I appreciate that. Yeah, I think that that's just really such a critical part of what we do in our nonprofits and our ministries, is that we have to have each other.
Yeah, and when you get discouraged, you have to have people around you that can, you know, say, come on, you know, you're making a bigger difference than you realize, and just really get your focus back, you know, off of yourself and what I'm not doing, and back onto what I am doing.
Yes. Yes. Well, and when you have just a few people who donate, that's why I'm always like, if you don't have anybody who's given to you, then you're like, oh, maybe we don't have a great idea here. But if you have a handful of people that have, they believe in you and they understand what you're trying to do, you're already on a path that obviously is leading to something. And so you just got to walk it out.
Literally
driving down the street. This is just actually the coolest thing ever.
We're not walking by faith, we're driving by faith.
Exactly. So, well, I'm really honored that you guys trusted me with the journey that you guys have been on to give you advice, because I don't take that lightly, because I know that it's hard to let people in to your inner circle and to, you know, ask the tough questions and to kind of be raw and lay it all out there, like, what is wrong? Why are people not responding and giving us cash? Because they should. You're doing good work. And but you guys did deal with a lot of people asking questions about, well, you haven't gotten over the loss of your daughter, and maybe that's why. And so you've had to combat some of that stuff. Yeah. But I love that you like address the elephant in the room and you tell them why you're doing this, and you're sharing the testimonials of the people that you serve. And that just reiterates the fact that your work is needed. Mm-hmm. So the communication is so important. And I just hope that, everybody who, you know, has, you know, joined in and been a part of, you know, listening to this episode will really catch that you can raise money however you want to raise money. You just got to find out what works. And do more of it.
Yes.
So, all right. Well, we're going to wrap here, and, you know, just thank you, Laura. Thanks for taking the time to join in on this episode. And like I said, it's just a joy to be a part of your journey, and you're an avid Mary Valone Show listener.
Yes, I am.
So I'm like, I love that we're, you know, here, and we had a couple others that are, you know, obviously a good core group here that's been listening to the podcast too. So I love it. And I'm excited for, as I wrap up, you know, I'm coming up close on the end of my 100 episodes. And so I'm hoping to do a lot more interviews like this. I want to bring people who are going through it, and also people who are giving generously to organizations, so that you guys will really see what do donors want, so that you don't have to, you know, think through it on your own. You know, it's like they can tell you, don't do this and do this. I'm not a part of the, I was actually talking to one of our speakers, Jeff Brown, and I was like, okay, I want to know what happens in your mind when you decide to give to a charity, because that's, I think it's really important for us to understand that, and we don't always have access to knowing the answers. So stay tuned for more episodes like that. I'm looking forward to the journey here. I don't know how much more I'll be doing episodes on the road, but this is a fun one. So thanks for inviting me into your home and letting me interview you guys. So looking forward to it. And I have no doubt that you and everyone else who's a part of this podcast are changing the world $1. $1. What? Please share. Yeah. Share. If you're listening and you are like, hey, this really resonates with you.
Or, you know, a grieving parent.
Yeah. And you just need the services that, Laura and Dave provide. I would love that. Thank you. Please share your website.
Our website is www.gpshope.com. bereavedparents.org.
Yeah.
And you can find their information if you are a bereaved parent, if you want, you know, a bereaved parent. So connect with us in some way.
Yes. And you're online, of course.
Yes.
Facebook.
Yes.
Is that primarily?
YouTube. We have a YouTube channel.
Okay.
Had someone here at the conference all of a sudden, I found you on YouTube, and she just started crying, and so we brought her in here and spent some time with her and prayed with her, and so, yeah.
Oh, it's awesome. That's the thing. You know, the internet connects us all, so it doesn't matter where you're at, and so, yeah, if you have a parent or a family member that really needs GPS Hope and needs some support, definitely, and, you know, if you do want to honor somebody like I did, you know, I'm sure they would love a wonderful contribution to the organization, but I know you guys are all raising money, so...
Yes.
No pressure,
right.
But we do love that we are all in this together, and I think that that's the cool part about our tribe and about the people who are part of the work that we do. So, and if you guys haven't connected with us, Fundraising Freedom Tribe is on Facebook, and we just have a group of people who are in there, and I just post information about podcasts like this, you know, episodes like this, and then also about, you know, just sharing, celebrating each other's successes.
Yes.
So I appreciate you guys posting and sharing the updates along the way. So join Lauren Dave and myself in the Fundraising Freedom Tribe, and definitely reach out, get a mentor, reach out to me if you need more help, and I'd love to walk with you along the journey. So hope you guys have a great week. Go change the world one volunteer and $1 at a time.